When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
Yes, indeed. Here at 11:33. On a Thursday morning with the invasion, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We will have Cowboys defensive tackle Quinnen Williams. He's going to join us coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. But right now, Donnie, it is indeed time for a little boy music brought to you by Globe Life.
Thank you, Matt. And this is going to play off of our conversation yesterday in the birdhouse when Corbett was here. And towards the end, we started talking about your favorite song of all time. And it's Jefferson Starship, We Built This City.
Okay, it's not my favorite song of all time.
You really, really like this song.
It is one of my favorite songs. I do truly like that song.
I know you do. And for some reason, people, if they have differing opinions on food, TV shows, or music, it's an argument, man. Yeah, it really is polarizing as far as the differences. And that's okay. I always say, hey, man, like what you like. If it's widely considered one of the worst rock songs of all time, it's okay, man. If you like it, you like it. That's fine.
Thanks.
But it was kind of funny to see your whole attitude kind of downshift, because when it became official, I thought it was kind of funny. But when we were doing that and started looking at some of the worst rock songs considered of all time, and we were kind of talking about that list during the break before we came back for lunchtime, I just kind of got a wild hair a bit and went, okay, so what is considered some of the worst rap songs of all time? And is that a song where I'll go, whew, man, they are right. I just don't like that one. Or I'll go, what? You got to be kidding me. There's no way they say this is bad. So I found this one website that is titled The 25 Worst Number One Hip Hop Songs. So I guess all of these songs went number one.
Okay.
But they're trying to see which ones are bad or which ones are good. And they have them numbered for 25 to 1. So, tip sheet, I guess we're going to start with what they consider the worst hip-hop song at number one of all time. Do you have that ready to go? This is the Shop Boys, and this song is called Party Like a Rockstar. Now, if you've ever been to Las Vegas, I promise you, you will walk into a club and hear this. This is one of the ones that will get everybody on the floor just jumping around, drinks in the air, just going crazy. I am shocked that they would consider this the worst hip-hop number one song of all time. Not saying that I like it. It's okay.
Yeah.
But it is one that is played all the time. Every single club I've been to in Vegas, every single one of them during some point of the night will play this tune.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
But I've never been to a club in Vegas.
It's been on a bunch of movies and commercials and TV shows.
Right. It's, you know, and it feels like sometimes artists are trying to get that one kind of anthem-like song that could be played all the time. And
catches
they can,
on.
Right. That can just be, all right, well, we're going to play this. And so they consider that one. I don't consider this one of the worst hip-hop songs, but hey, you know, everyone has his taste. Now,
are they better than Starship?
I would say no.
Okay. Well, the one that they consider as the second worst hip hop song to me is definitely should be number one. And this is the Black Eyed Peas and it's Boom Boom Pow.
Well, I know that. Yeah, this song. I think. You don't like this song?
No. Oh. But again, I think this is one that will normally be played in a club-like setting like this because of the beat and it's so fast. You can just kind of jump around, especially if you're loaded on whatever you're loaded on. You just jump around and you feel like you're on beat on everything. It's
going crazy. I would turn this song off.
This is bad.
Would you rather hear Starship or this?
That's a great question.
Like, if we built this city or this song, you have to listen to one of them.
If we can remove Fergie, I would take this song.
I think I'll take We Built This City.
That's what I thought.
This is bad.
It's really bad.
And I think
bad.
It's widely considered bad.
Right.
Of a group that has nothing but bad songs, this is definitely the worst.
Well, they have a...
Post-Fergie, nothing but bad.
What did Fergie do to you?
Being bad at singing.
She flew on a G6.
Yeah, they're okay. It's a style of hip hop that doesn't cater to me, but that's okay. I guess it was a place for it because it got really popular. It hit number one and it's played all over the place. You hear it all the time. Now, I think that's the one that's at number three is the one that everyone will throw out and say it's number one. And this is probably one of the most controversial songs out there. Because you're going to say, yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, this is hip hop.
It is awesome.
And it's not. I don't think this is hip hop.
But I like
what
song.
Is it exactly?
Definitely in. Yes.
Okay, so when I was in college, I joined my fraternity. And one of our chants is Ice Ice Baby. Too cold, too cold. Ice Ice Baby, that black and gold. We say that all the time. So this song comes out, and everyone thinks, oh my gosh, it's the Alphas. You need to play it. It's like, no. We don't want to be considered with that. That's not our song. But they'll say, oh, the Alphas are in the house, and then they'll play that. It's like, man.
No,
I don't want to.
Stop playing it.
I don't want to be lumped in to this. This wasn't about, I didn't play this. And then he says, too cold in the song.
Yeah, it's like great.
He's
going down A1A.
Oh, so.
You know, Beachfront Avenue.
So bad. This is, if you ask and you poll a lot of people saying, what's the worst hip-hop song of all time, I think this one will win.
I think that's what came up in the control room first yesterday.
Yeah, this one would win. And I think it would be, this is just not good.
So you think this song is worse than the Black Eyed Peas song? Because I'd rather hear this than the Black Eyed Peas song.
Oh, boy, that's a good one. If I had to, listen to the entire song, yeah. I'd listen to this one before the
Black
Eyed Peas song.
So you'd rather listen to We Built This City than this?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. See?
All right.
So we're discovering that We Built This City is not as bad as everybody tries to make it out.
Now,
except for the two people that emailed me on my site.
I will say this.
Starting a We Built This City club.
And this is why I say I'm going to defend you, because everyone will have their own musical taste.
Yeah,
and definitely. Everyone, you like what you like, and that's fine. But what was at number five on this list, to me, is an absolute banger.
Okay.
And I don't understand how you would even think that this song is one of the worst hip-hop songs of all time. This is Mims with This Is Why I'm Hot. Play that on Tip Sheet. This song is a banger, dude.
It's just super repetitive. That's it.
Let's go, Mims. Talk to me.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is
you know?
Why I'm
yeah, I think I've heard this
I'm
before.
Hot, I'm hot. I'm fly. I'm you hot. Ain't because you're not.
All right.
I mean, come on. That's
fair.
This is simple.
I'm definitely not fly.
You ain't because you're not. How simple is that? It's just telling you what's up. I think this song is good.
Nothing wrong with this.
It's a he's a one-hit wonder. I can't name you another tune that he did, but that's okay. He has this one, and if this comes on, this is okay. Maybe a little hard to get up.
You can leave it on and turn it up a little bit.
I will definitely listen to this over We Built This City.
Okay,
not close.
I would pick We Built This City.
I'm sure you would, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely we'll fight for the
me and my two.
We'll fight for the radio, and yes. When we get in the car, we'll decide which one we're going to play, and we'll see which one to win.
That's great. We'll just play We Built This City and then play all these other songs and see who wins.
All right, so there was another one that they considered at seven to be a really bad hip-hop song. Again, I put this in the same category of what we just heard with Mims, This Is Why I'm Hot. I think this may be one of Nelly's best tunes, but they considered this one really bad. Come on, let me see it clear.
Girl. Oh no, there he is. Yeah. I want to see your grill. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. You know they're talking about grills.
Yeah,
like a Weber, right?
Yeah.
It's not I have like one in my backyard.
Oh. It's not barbecue grill.
Oh dang.
Hey, propane or charcoal? Which one are you talking about?
Oh, no. Like the front
I'm
of a
pellet
car.
Guy. I'm a pellet guy, so.
Yeah, it is.
Like the front of a car.
He's got a cool car.
Yeah, he's driving his Rolls Royce around. You want to see my grill?
That makes sense, yeah.
This song slaps. Walls. This is just wrong.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely wrong to even have this considered. And I'll put other Nelly songs
right
here as far as not being a good hip hop song.
Which one?
Put this one.
Hot in Here?
No, I think that one's good. I think Country Grammar is okay.
I think I've heard that song. I've never heard this song, Grill.
Yeah, this is, I think this is good. All right, so tip sheet. Let's. Did you put Macklemore in there?
Thrift yeah, shop? I got it.
Okay. So this one was right above Nelly on this list of the worst on. Number one hip hop songs, and this is Thrift Shop from Macklemore.
Can we go thrift shopping?
What? We're kind of seeing a pattern with you, Matt. What? You like white rappers.
I like a part of this song. I don't like this part.
Oh!
That's fine. It's got like a little horn thing or whatever. What is that, a trumpet?
Does this sound like a trumpet?
I don't know. I got $20 in my pocket.
In my pocket? Josh Whiteman is in full effect. You've got to do this for
God,
please. Yeah, because he goes, I walk in, I'm like, what up? I got a big... That's fine. That's a fun lyric.
Okay, I'm starting to pick it up now.
Please let me yell, that's a cold-ass honky. I will yell it at the top of my lungs. Please let me do that.
I like the part where he goes, I only have $20 in my pocket. I don't know about the rap part. I don't know any of these lyrics. I only know the $20 in my pocket. I'm going to get some clothes or whatever he says.
All right, Josh.
Getting close to home with $20.
What clothes are you getting for $20?
I'm going to get some clothes.
I'm going to get some
clothes.
Isn't
he like a Goodwill or something?
I got $20 in my pocket.
You know,
pocket.
That's not what he says. I thought, is he not at a thrift shop?
I'm going to get some clothes.
The name of the song is Thrift Shop.
I know, but he says this is blanking awesome. I'm going to get some clothes.
Why would he sing about that? He wrote old song.
I thought the song was he's going shopping for clothes.
It's called Thrift Shop. I don't know the basis of it because
but
you know
I thought that's why he has $20 in his pocket and he sees these tags.
I'm
going to
get some clothes. Gonna walk over to the pants and get some shoes.
Second hand, man, it's a great price.
Oh, they don't fit. They don't fit. Who knew?
These are great.
None of, okay, what else do you have, Tip Sheet? I know you say you put a couple other songs in there that you did not like.
Not working this is anything Pitbull.
Yeah,
I didn't even see the song. I just saw Pitbull.
But let me tell you something. Again, if you visited multiple clubs,
I like
Tempest Worldwide.
Then they are going to play that. And I don't know if it's because the sing-along factor of it that you can get everybody in the club to sing at that particular point, especially at this point.
Yeah, the chorus.
But man, it is. That's all they do. And that's. That's why I always try to say, all right, if we're going to a club, let's try and get some hip-hop one that's going to play a little old school and kind of mix it in instead of this because they'll play a little EDM, and they'll play an EDM beat under this, and it just you just feel it in your chest, dude. It's just so much. But this one is huge in the clubs in Vegas. It is kind of
I can feel
it's kind of a theme of some of these songs on this list that we consider bad, quote-unquote, hip-hop songs. Just kind of go over well with drunk people at a club.
Yeah, it's more dance music.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like it's the beats all over the place to satisfy people who really can't dance. Because if you really feel like you don't have a ton of rhythm, you may be hesitant to get out on the dance floor.
Yeah, you just kind of go like this. Like,
right, but if it's not a truly a beat where you can just jump around and you feel like your own beat or you're drunk anyway, then just go out there and play this stuff. But again, some of these songs that we played that we say you don't like, they are Vegas staples in the club. And I don't like it.
Okay.
No, I don't like it at all.
If I never heard the song again, it'd be fine.
I definitely would pick Jefferson Starship over this one. If those are the only two songs I had to listen to, We Built
the whole
City.
Segment is discovering that We Built the City is actually better than people realize.
Okay. It's, you know, it's taste. It's what you like and what you don't like.
Right.
But
what you're saying is
but
that,
even in the genre that I truly love,
right.
There are some songs that suck. And
correct.
We played some of them.
Like there are different levels of total crap.
I never told you I didn't like We Built This City.
Right.
I don't despise it.
Right.
It's just not in my playlist.
Which is fine.
I'm not going to go check it out.
It's just not as, it's not some garbage song that's the worst song ever. It's just not. As we're discovering.
Well, according to you,
You just said it wasn't.
Well, I know.
So me and
okay,
you.
According to us.
You can be the vice president of my club. There's this guy just tweeted at me and said, I'm in the We Built the City Club.
Yeah,
that's
three of us. I don't want to be a member.
Why not?
Because I don't want to be.
Okay.
I'm tired of being the only brother around here sometimes.
No, I think.
Just let him leave white people land, please.
Yeah.
That's not a white people song. Come on.
What?
Donnie's holding up a little sign.
I need a passport to listen to that song, dude. I get a stamp in my passport listening to that song.
Yeah, so let's get the white people in, please.
Yeah, let me leave every now and then, man.
Yeah, you can.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.